there, crazy kids. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Just My Thoughts with your boy, Renard Salmon. If you don't know, now you know, baby. Now you know. Appreciate y'all coming back and rocking with your boy, because we are back for another episode. Oh, appreciate you guys joining me. Happy Sunday, y'all. Happy Sunday, fun day. Oh, we take the Sunday fun day, Taco Tuesday, Sunday fun day. Oh, man. So look, y'all, just in case y'all didn't know, all right, I'm starting this off right now as we speak. All right, Sundays and Thursdays, that's when we're doing podcasts, y'all. So mark your calendars, all right? Every Sunday, every Thursday, we're putting out a podcast, y'all. All right. All right, so let's get into this shit, man. Look, man, a couple of months ago, man, I did a poll, man, on what women, not what women, what men are attracted to, all right, when it comes to women. And I did a podcast on the one for men. What do women pay attention to? Seven things that women pay attention to in a man. All right. So I figured I'll do one for the, I guess it's for the men. No, it's for the ladies. So there's one right here and for my ladies out there. All right. So you guys can know what we as men, we pay attention to. Okay. All right, so I did like a poll on my Instagram. No, it wasn't a poll. It was more like a question. So I asked the men about the things that they pay attention to, man. And I got a lot of good information, man. So that's what I'm using for this podcast, man. Of course, and I have my own opinions on shit too, of course. But yeah, man. And excuse, before we even start, y'all, excuse my little lisp. I have a lisp right now because I have aligners in, so certain words that I won't be able to pronounce, and it's okay. This is me, all right? Don't guys might not think it's me, but it is me. Okay. I just have these mouthpieces in my mouth because I'm trying to get my teeth straight. Yeah, I mean. Okay. All right, so let's get into it, baby. Let's get into it. So look, man, I want you guys to think about this. I'm talking to the ladies, y'all. Like, this is all for my ladies out there. So listen up, man. Make sure y'all share this podcast too with your lady friends, man. So we can all be educated. All be educated, baby. I already educated the men, now I'm educating the women. So look, this is a phrase of the podcast. Less is more. Okay? I know you guys heard that before. All right. Less is more. Because I'm gonna tell you, look, it's something about the woman who looks sexy as fuck, like without makeup and all that extra shit that like women like to, you know, put on to look pretty or sexy. That's really not sexy to us. You know, what's sexy to us is the natural look, you know, and simplicity. You know, that's what we are attracted to. That's what we want to take home to mama. That's what we want to take out in public, baby. Show out. You know, we're not attracted, like, to the woman who needs, like, more than 30 minutes to get ready. Like, I'm going to tell you, man, like, 20 to 35 minutes. That's, like, the sweet spot right there. I will give you 40, maybe even 45 minutes. But, damn, man, the perfect range would be 25 to 35 minutes. Let's just keep it like that. 25 to 35 minutes. You get ready 25 to 35 minutes. Oh my God. That is wifey
right there. All right.
Jesus, man. Because, man, I'm going to tell you, man, on one hand, I'm during this podcast, man, I'm telling you guys what I'm telling you ladies what men are thinking. I'm bringing you into a man's brain, all right? Because look, when it comes to getting ready, on one hand, all right, we think you're taking long because you're just doing way too much to impress who? Like, we're thinking, like, who is she trying to impress? Because, like, she doesn't need all that to impress me. And You know, you got some women who say, you know, you do it for yourself, you know, but if it's for yourself, you know, the amount of time that you take to get ready, it just comes off as like insecure and concerned about way too much about what people think about you. I can't, the C's are hard to say, y'all. Where my line is in, y'all. The C's are very difficult. Oh man. But I'm saying, like, that's what it comes off as, like being insecure and like caring too much about what people think. You know, it's definitely a turnoff for us. So I will tell you that it's more about your confidence than anything. You know, being comfortable in your own skin, you know, it just puts you way ahead of all the women out there. Like, regardless of how quote unquote gorgeous you are, you know, beauty is in the eye but of the beholder. So, you know, you better know that shit, all right? But yeah, that shit puts you way in front of everybody, you know, when you're comfortable, you know, in your own skin. Now, how do you become comfortable in your own skin? Easier said than done, huh, buddy? Yeah, with all this social media bullshit out here and fucking magazines, Maxims and shit like that. Like, gotta be perfect and all that shit. Well, look, man. That's why this shit is very valuable, all right? It's just like a guy that's really confident but not that attractive. Women, you know what I'm talking about, right? You know what I'm talking about. You know, as a woman, like, you're attracted to him because of his swag, you know, the way he carries himself, the way he's comfortable with what he has. He's working with what he got, you dig? You know, it's a vibe. You know, like the kids are saying these days, it's a vibe. It's like a certain type of energy, like, you feel from that person. Like, that person is okay without you, you know? So it's like, that makes you want them even more, you know? That makes you think about them when you're not even around them. And it sometimes makes you nervous when you're around them. However, that nervousness, you enjoy that shit, you know? You enjoy being nervous around that person, you know? Because it's like a rush, you know? And I think that's definitely, like, what we're more attractive to. You know, we're more attractive to people who show interest, but is not begging for our attention, you know? And if you give the impression that you're not interested, they'll quickly move on because they don't need you. You know, they good over here by themselves, you know, but if you give them that, you know, if you reciprocate that energy, you know, they good. But if you reject them or you're giving them that cold shoulder, they're gonna be like, all right, I get the hint. I'm good. They catch that hint real good. You dig? So let's get into the characteristics, man. The things that I talk to about these guys about what they look for, man. The first thing, man, is one thing that I've talked about on my story, y'all. If y'all follow me on Instagram, the Renard Simon. If you ain't following me yet, go ahead and head over to my Instagram and follow me. Follow me. Oh, excuse me. But anyway, I always talk about nails, y'all. Nails is something that I look at all the time. As soon as I meet a woman, that's the first thing I look at. That's not the first thing, actually. It's the face. It's the lips. We're going to talk about lips in this podcast. But nails is like, it's like a big thing, y'all. And I find them. I find some way to find your nails. I will look down, just glance down or something like that or whatever. But this is the thing, man. Just take care of your regular nails. This is all you got to do. Take care of your regular nails. I personally like, and I've been educated on this, all right? I talked to a woman about this a few weeks ago about what I like, because, like, I've seen exactly what I like, but I don't know what it was called. But it's called gel-painted nails. So gel-painted nails, that's what I love, you know? And I think because I'm more into women who work out. And the women who work out, the hardest, they either paint their own nails or they get gel paint. All right. So I love short nails. Most guys love short nails. All right. If it's more than, like, I see some women's nails, they're like half an inch, like, out. That's cool. All right. I'm more into the short nails, but anything over like an inch, most guys are not really into it. All right. So that's what I got from the guys for as far as nails. All right. And this is the thing, ladies, like, just keep it simple. You know, just keep them maintained. That's all we asking. Just keep your nails maintained. Do not let the paint look chipped for like 3 to 4 weeks, y'all. Don't do it. My thing is, if you struggle with getting them done, just do them yourself, man. Clear paint or no paint. You know, I'd rather that, you know, than have half painted nails that's been like neglected for like over a month. You know, like I don't even want to hold your hand, man. I don't want to hold your hand. It just doesn't feel, it's not feminine. You know what I mean? And don't even talk about trying to feed me, man. Like, you try to feed me, you know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna be like, I wish I could see my face. Be trying to put a piece of cookie in my mouth or something. Like, I'm gonna be looking right at your nails. And let's just say you're using the fork for something, and you trying to feed me with a fork. I'm gonna be looking at your nails. I'm gonna be like, I have to close my eyes. Y'all be like, put it in my mouth. So you're like, babe, why are you closing your eyes? I didn't tell you to close your eyes. Your nails. Oh, your nails. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, man, that's the first thing I see, man. Like, oh, my God. The chip with the half-painted nails, it just reminds me of like a little 5-year-old, you know, like a kid. Like, it's crazy. And it's crazy because, like, nowadays, like, kids, they maintain their nails better than adults now. But man, it's just fix it, y'all. Fix it, man. It ain't cute, man. It ain't cute. Oh, if I see your nails are not on point after like 3 to 4 weeks, if you letting them shits, you know, have paint, the blotches of paint on your nails for like over a month, oh my god, nope. You are the weakest link. Goodbye. Oh, man. All right, we done with nails, baby. Next is gonna be lips, y'all. All right, this is the one thing I look at first. As soon as I meet a woman, first thing I look at is her lips. All right, I pay attention to that shit. And it's not about the lip liner, the lip gloss, all of that shit or whatever. It's about the actual lips, the natural ones. All right. The lips are under all of that lip shit that you put on to make them look shiny and shit like that. You know, the worst thing, I'm going to tell you, is when you're kissing somebody. Oh my God, this is like a pet peeve of mine. This has happened to me before too. When you're kissing somebody for a long time, and you, and under all of that shit, you find those cracked ass lips. Oh my God, it's like, I don't know. I don't know if y'all ever seen that. Is it the Michael Jackson? What is it? I think it's the Michael Jackson video where the white girl, she was in the movie and she was eating popcorn. They use it like a lot in memes too. Like, she's eating popcorn and then all of a sudden she's like, she's like, whoa. She just gets shot. She's like, whoa. And her popcorn just falls out of her hand. That's what it feels like when I'm kissing somebody and like I get through all that fucking lip shit and like I get to those cracked ass lips and I'm like, what? Oh my God, it's such a turn off. Oh my goodness. And it's so funny because most people think it's attractive to like re-gloss their lips every 20 to 30 minutes. I see chicks doing that all the time, like in the bars and stuff like that, or when they're on a date or something. Like, no, don't do that. Like, it's no, don't do that. You know, because I'm gonna tell you what I'm thinking is like, you're hiding something. You know, I'm thinking that like you got like all of this cracked ass shit under there, and you're like, you're trying to cake it up, you're trying to hide it or whatever. So just take care of them, man. Like, take care of your lips, you know, so you won't have to dress them up so much. And I'm gonna tell you, I'm not gonna tell you to keep natural lips without telling you how to keep maintained, baby. All right, so look, the best lip product to use, believe it or not, y'all, is Vaseline, y'all. Vaseline. My mama taught me this one, y'all. My mama taught me this one. This shit will have your lips on fire. On fire, y'all. So this is what you do. You take a tub of Vaseline. All right, you go buy you a tub of Vaseline today. You put it on your nightstand. Don't put it in your bathroom. Put it on your nightstand. All right. Every single night before you go to bed, you take a big dabble of it, all right, and you put it on your lips. Just, you know how your lips are like super shiny when you put that lip gloss on? Make it a little bit more shinier with the Vaseline. You want to cake that stuff on, all right, and you want to kind of rub it in just a little bit, not too much. You want to have like a little thin layer on it, all right, and just let it just marinate on your lips. It's really gonna rehydrate your lips. You do that shit every single night, man. I'm telling you, after like a week, you're gonna feel your lips, they just gonna feel like melons. Like, you're gonna want to kiss yourself, I'm gonna tell you. And you ain't gonna need no lip gloss, lip liner, all of that shit, man. Like, maybe you could just keep it simple. Like, you don't have to put all of that lip gloss on it or whatever. But man, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. So get your lips right, man. Keep that shit simple. All right, next is gonna be makeup. All right, so honestly, like, for me, I would rather see your blemishes. All right, when a woman says like, I gotta fix my morning face, like, it's just not attractive. I'm just like, what? Like, it just makes me think that you're not confident. Like, because like, it's not rare, you know, it just feels recycled. Like, it's something everyone, you know, can accomplish. Putting a bunch of makeup on to hide, you know, what your true self is, you know, it doesn't make you different. Like, you don't set yourself apart from other women. And, you know, I know, like, you don't want to be like everybody else. I know you don't want to be like every other woman. So you want to be premium. So to be premium, now it's all about confidence. All about confidence. All right. Now look, I get it. Like, women that do all that extra stuff, that extra beautifying shit for dudes, like, that some women, they're like, oh, I don't do it for dudes, you know? Cause I hear all that. I hear that shit all the time from women. Like, I don't do this for dudes or whatever. However, all right, there are a lot of women out there who do it for dudes. For those women, all right, what you should know is that it doesn't impress a man. All right, a man is impressed with confidence, with realness, with authenticity. All right, what's under all of that makeup? That's what he's impressed with. He wants to see what's under all of that makeup. Then he will be impressed. One thing us men always talk about. I'm gonna tell you, I'm giving y'all the gems right now. I'm giving y'all the guy talk right now. All right. One thing we all talk about is how she looks when she wakes up. That's like the guy talk shit, you know, because every woman has the ability to get dolled up, get all dolled up and make the makeup and, you know, all of that stuff. But it's the ones that look great without it are the women that we stay attracted to long term, y'all. Not short term, long term. You know, and for you women out there that do it, that don't do it for the guys, and a lot of you honestly are in denial, all right? But let's just say hypothetically, you're not in denial and you're not doing it for the guys, all right? Don't get mad, all right? If a guy thinks another woman is more attractive than you, that doesn't look as beautified as you, because we're attracted to simple shit, yo. We're attracted to simple shit. And when you're doing too much, like, in our minds, you're doing it for outside attention. That's how we're thinking. All right. Not to say that's what you're doing, but that's what we're thinking. And it's all about perception, you know, because it's definitely not to in our minds, like, it's definitely not for us. So and that's fine. If that makes you happy, you know, to do that, to go to those extremes, you know, to get all, you know, dolled up and stuff like that. If it makes you happy, like I said, don't be mad when he becomes unattracted to you, because that's not how you keep our attention. It's just not. All right. So remember that when you go out again. All right. 25 to 30 minutes. Keep it simple. Keep it simple, baby. Next is going to be eyelashes, y'all. This is all like, beautified shit right here, y'all. This is this is the response that I got from the fellas, man. So look, this is another thing that I talk about too, man. And what's crazy about this is I pay attention to this stuff, and guys pay attention to it too, but they just don't talk about it. So when I talk to guys about it, they have like some opinions about it, but they just haven't talked to nobody about it yet. You know, nobody has ever asked them the question. They're like, man, like dog, like those eyelashes, blah. Man, a lot of dudes, I tell you, they make fun of women like that have big eyelashes. I'm giving y'all all the secrets right now. They say, like one of my boys said, it looked like she got butterflies on her. Oh, man. Dudes be clowning, man. I mean, that's what I'm trying to tell y'all, man. Like, stop it. Stop it, yo. But the eyelashes thing is very confidential, y'all. I mean, not confidential. Controversial. Jesus, man. So look, man, most guys that I talk to, they tolerate eyelashes, but they're not fans of it. Not fans of it. You know, meaning it's not something that puts you above any other female. Like, you don't have an upper hand by putting eyelashes on. All right? And it's crazy because a lot of women, they spend a lot of money on eyelashes, yo. A lot of money. And you know what? This girl, I forget her name. I follow her on Instagram. And she wears fake eyelashes too. But her, they're not really that extravagant. And what I love about her, like, she's very transparent. She was like, you know what? Y'all been asking me, like, she's straight from Texas, y'all, straight country. She's like, y'all been asking me about my eyelashes. Child, $2 from Target. And I'm like, that's what I'm talking about, baby. That's what I'm talking about, baby. Like, if you're gonna do it, do that shit for cheap, baby. Do that shit for cheap. Oh, man. But yeah, man, like I said, man, a lot of dudes, like, it doesn't impress them. It doesn't impress them, man. And you'll be surprised, man. Like, some of you that, like, participate in, like, all of this, like, all of this, like, beautified shit or whatever, and you think it's, like, efforts towards keeping him around, you know, but what y'all don't know is that he's around because, you know, he knows that you don't need it, you know. For the women out there that, you know, get all of this stuff done, and you have men that love you, they don't love you because of that. They don't love you because you're keeping all of that shit up. They love you because they know you don't need that shit. You know, if they thought you needed that shit, you know, if you took all of that stuff off and you just wasn't attractive to them, they would leave you. But it's the guys that understand that, like, my girl is good without all that shit, you know. I would tolerate it, like, it's cool. But a lot of women, like I said, they do it for themselves. But like I said, y'all don't need it. Y'all don't need it, y'all. So look, next. The eyelashes thing. That's that shit crazy, y'all. Oh, man. And one more thing about the eyelashes too, y'all. Oh, man. Look, don't get frustrated. Just like the makeup, don't get frustrated if another chick just has real eyelashes and you have fake eyelashes and you're like, she ain't cuter than me. And you think you cuter because you got fake eyelashes. No, boo boo. We don't want butterflies on your eyes. Get them butterflies off your eyes. Man, I thought something was like about to bite me. Like, I thought someone flying in my face. Like, I was like, oh, what that shit is? Oh, that's your eyelash, my man. And I tried to swipe at it. I accidentally hit it and it came off and hit the floor. I'm stepping on it thinking it's a butterfly. Not a butterfly, but like a fly or something. Or like a dragonfly. Like, I'm trying to step on it and shit. That's my eyelash. Oh my god.
I'm sorry. That shit scared the fuck out of me. Oh my god.
I'm done, y'all. All right, next, we talk about the walk, man. The posture. All right. One thing that I look at, especially if I see a woman that, and she's attractive and I'm looking at her from a distance, all right, everything checks out, but I gotta see the way she walk, like what her posture is. Something that my mom, because like I tell you guys, I grew up with women. Like, I was single mom, had nothing but females in my life, had no males in my life. All my cousins were all females, you know. One of my cousins, she was the same age as me, so we was kind of like brother and sister growing up. And my mom used to teach all of these young women how to be women. And one thing that she really focused on was posture and keeping your shoulders back when you are walking, showing confidence. And that's something that us men, we look at as well. I look at it too. So if a woman is like very attractive and I see her from a distance and then she starts walking and her shoulders are hunched forward, I'm like, damn it. Oh, well. Pull those shoulders back, man, because like this is so important and it's very much overlooked. But posture is like such like a huge thing, man, and it's big because it reflects confidence. Think about this as a woman, ladies. All right, if you're looking at a man, most of you ladies want a confident man, right? Of course you do. Excuse me. a man like who walks with confidence, stands with confidence, can stand out without being seen, if that makes sense. All right, not the person who's trying to get people's attention, but you can totally tell that person is different just by looking at that person. Ladies, I'm telling you, you love that in a man. You know you love that in a man. All right, and that's what we want. We want the same thing. So remember that when you're carrying yourself. Remember that when you're standing. Remember that when you're walking. All right, we want a confident woman. All right, next is one of my biggest pet peeves, buddy. Oh yeah. Oh man, stick to the plans, man. Stick to the script, baby. I'm gonna call this one stick to the script. Oh man, I'm gonna tell you, look, man, there's something about a woman who can make plans and stick to them. Oh my god, that's so sexy to me. Like, it is. It's just, it's levels to it, man. Like, this is a no flake zone, all right? No flake zone, man. And what's crazy, man, some women just change their minds way too much, y'all. Way too much. Some of y'all change your minds way too much. And it all stems from confidence and being comfortable in your own skin. All right. A lot of times I feel women, they flick because like they don't feel like they have anything to wear, or their hair is not done. You know, their nails are not done. Paint them shits, girl. You don't need to go get your nails done. Paint them, baby. Oh, their hair is not done. You know, they got a pimple that, you know, they need like a few days for the shit to clear up. You know, look, man, everything does not have to be perfect. You know, like, I feel like you guys like try to be perfect way too much. Just think about the way the world works, the way, you know, the human brain, like, we love imperfection. Like, we are more attracted to imperfection. Like, if you look at like all like the people like on social media, the people who are the biggest in social media are the people who are vulnerable with everybody, who are sharing more things, sharing more intimate things, like sharing more things that makes them not perfect because they're relatable. You know, that's what people like. You know, then you have other women who agree to dates that they don't even want to go on in the first place. Like, that's crazy to me. You know, women, like stop making plans with somebody that you don't like. How hard is that? Like, stop doing that, you know, or hanging out with somebody that you don't even like, but you do it because you're bored. All right. So like most women, like y'all say, like you want a kind, you want this kind man. Well, you know, you gotta practice what you preach, baby. All right. Because leading somebody on is not kind at all. You dig? Like, it's lying, you know, and you're making it worse by keeping that person in your life. You know, I go through this shit on the dating apps too, man. You know, a woman would message me and, you know, I would respond, and then, you know, you wouldn't hear from her. And then it's like, but to me, like, I don't tolerate that shit. Like, if I don't hear from you in a couple days, like, if I'm on a dating website and I don't hear from you in a couple days, oh, I'm simply unmatching your ass. That's it. I don't keep it in the queue. I don't keep it in the messages. I just unmatch. Like, I'm just disappear. They probably think I got a girlfriend, that I all of a sudden got a girlfriend or some shit. No, no, I just, you are a waste of time. You know, you are the weakest link. Oh, goodbye. Which leads me to the next one, y'all. Communication, y'all. Oh, this is one of my biggest pet peeves, y'all. Oh my God. And it is for a lot of women too. And I get it. I get it. A lot of guys don't know how to communicate, you know? But for us dudes who are good communicators, it's a huge turnoff in a woman. I'm gonna tell you that right now. Like, I'm a very transparent person, y'all. Period. Like, I'm to default, you know, I'm a transparent person. And even more so when I'm dating someone. Like, it just, the level of transparency goes up when I'm dating someone. You know, I'm also easy to talk to. And I take your feelings very seriously. Very seriously. So when something is bothering a woman I'm dating or I'm seeing, and she doesn't say anything to me, you know, but her energy changes towards me, it's such a huge turnoff. You know, like, don't go, like, you know, a few days, like 1 or 2 weeks or whatever, giving me this attitude or bad energy or even silent treatment. You know, just because you're mad about something I don't even know you're mad about. Like, that shit is fucking buffoonery right there. That's insanity right there, buddy. Like, grow up, man. Grow up. You dig? Like, grown-ups talk. That's what we do. We talk. It's sad that most kids communicate better than adults these days. So, it's so ironic. It's so ironic because with adults, it's way more at stake. It's not that serious with kids, but it's way more at stake to communicate with people and as an adult, you know. And it's just not a good look. And I don't tolerate that shit at all, fam. I don't tolerate it at all. And it's crazy when I find out you're mad. Or it's crazy when I find out that you're bad at communicating. I lose all physical attraction for you. Like, I just lose it. I'm just like, ugh. I'm just not attracted to you no more. You know, it's pretty much a wrap for me. It's just no turning back. Because I just don't trust you. I don't trust you. Like, if I'm gonna date you, like, I'm looking to go to another level with you. I'm looking for you to be my partner. I'm looking for you to be able to have my back. For you to be able to communicate with me. If I don't trust you communicating with me, like, how am I gonna be vulnerable with you? You dig? So, yeah, it's a wrap after that. So look, in closing, y'all, that's all we got, baby. That's all we got for today, baby. So look, man. This is it, man. So the fellas, we talk about women all the time, like guy talk. But within that guy talk, there are women that we have certain levels of admiration for. All right. And these are the type of women that we want to take home to the fam, man. Have some babies with, you know, we're proud to have these women as a partner. Like, just remember, ladies, guys are simple. All right. We basically just want the same things ladies want. That's it. We want the same things you want, ladies. All right. So just keep it simple. That's all you got to do. All right. This is all I have for today. All right. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. All right. Ladies and more ladies. Make sure you share this with more ladies and more ladies. I hope you guys learned something. All right. If you feel like somebody can benefit from this, make sure you share it with more ladies. Oh my God. So look, man, I'll see y'all on the next podcast, baby. Peace.